Our scripture reading for today comes from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verses 4 through 9. Israel, listen. Our God is the Lord, only the Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, and all your strength. These words I am commanding you today must always be on your minds. Recite them to your children. Talk about them when you are sitting around your house and when you are out and about, when you are lying down and when you are getting up. Tie them on your hand as a sign. They should be on your forehead as a symbol. Write them on your house's door frames and on your city gates. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. My name is Pastor Claire Douglas, and I am the new pastor of Youth and Young Adult Ministries here at Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. And I'm so excited that I get to be with you and to help lead worship with you today. When I was thinking about our stewardship theme for this year and what I wanted to preach on, I was thinking about the word bind, and one of my favorite little songs has the word bound and rebound in it, and that is featured prominently in this sermon. So I hope you all will enjoy. Will you pray with me? Holy God, thank you for each and every person today. Lord, help us to bound and rebound in you. Lead us to be your church that is full of love, that together we may help one another to grow in you. We pray this in your holy name. Amen. When I think of the word bind or bound, the first thing that comes to mind is a clever little earworm of a song from a Pixar short called Boundin'. If you've never seen it, I recommend that you look it up on YouTube later. The 6-minute long animated film begins with a sheep with a truly beautiful coat of wool who spends his days dancing gaily against the backdrop of the American Great Plains. The sheep, surrounded by his friends such as an owl, prairie dogs, and a friendly rattlesnake, is sure that with his beautiful coat and beautiful dance steps that he is the envy of all those around. Until one unfortunate day, the farmer comes, grabs him, and shears away all of his beautiful wool. Left pink and bare, his friends now find him funny and laugh at him. So the lamb loses his courage and joy to dance, and instead sits alone, crying and moping as it begins to rain. But just as all seems lost for our lamb friend, a friendly jackalope hops on by, sees the lamb, and decides to help him reimagine his life. The jackalope explains, "Now sometimes you're up and sometimes you're down. When you find that you're down, well, just look around. You've still got a body, good legs, and fine feet. Get your head in the right place, and hey, you're complete." And he sings, "Bound, bound, bound and rebound, bound, and you're up right next to the sky, and I think you can do it if you give it a try," as he teaches the lamb to dance once again. If you haven't been watching a lot of animated movies recently, Pixar shorts are short films that are placed in front of movies made by Pixar Animated Studios. They remind me of cartoons that my Nana tells me were shown between double features at movie theaters when she was a child. They're a little something extra added to the main feature, and I have to admit, I love them. This particular Pixar short was directed and written by Bud Lucky, who was heavily inspired by his childhood growing up in rural Montana. Bud loved the Great Plains, and he was a part of that generation that loved Hopalong Cassidy and Lone Ranger. He said when creating this film, the most pathetic thing he could think of was a newly shorn sheep standing in the rain, so he made that his central character. And he wrote the tune and lyrics to the song himself, by plucking out chords on his banjo at home. Together, all these experiences led Bud to create this film. Childhood has a way of influencing who we become, doesn't it? It reminds us of what we believe, reminds us of who we are, and gives us a place to go back to when everything seems like it's going wrong. The things that we learn when we are young often are a part of what helps us to bound and rebound. Childhood is quite simply foundational to who we are and who we become. The people of Israel were going through the process of creating their national foundation at the beginning of the book of Deuteronomy. Israel had escaped Egypt and followed God's call through Moses and Aaron into the desert. Already, God had promised them many times that this transition would lead to a new beginning for God's people, that God would give them a land and prosperity and a future together. And even though the Israelites are still wandering in the desert, it is almost as if we can see a small shift in their collective mindset as they begin to look together towards their future. The people of Israel begin to turn away from the nomadic lifestyle of their ancestors. And there's the littlest hint of the nation-building, temple-building people they would become. If we were going to look for a foundational statement of the Israelite people, the laws found in Deuteronomy would unquestionably be the very foundation of who they would become as a nation. And without a doubt, the most central statement in the midst of all those laws and commandments is the one found in Deuteronomy 6. Israel, listen. Our God is the Lord, only the Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your being, and all your strength. These words I am commanding you today must always be on your minds. We all know this one, don't we? It's such a short and simple statement. Easy to say, and deceptively hard to live out. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your being, and all your strength. Not only does God give us this law through Moses, God also gives us some very specific instruction as to what we, God's people, are supposed to do with that law. Deuteronomy says, recite them to your children. Talk about them when you're sitting around your house and when you're out and about, when you're lying down and when you're getting up. Tie them on your hand as a sign. They should be on your forehead as a symbol. Write them on your house's door frames and on your city gates. Love and our faith are meant to be the very foundation of who we are as God's people. We are supposed to center ourselves in our faith every time we leave our house, to remember love and faith every time we wake up and go to sleep. Love and faith should be so much a part of the foundation of who we are that it was as recognizable to us as our own hands and face. Furthermore, we're supposed to recite that love and faith that we have found to the young people around us. We're supposed to make it the foundation of who they are. We're supposed to act out the kind of life that we hope they will live. Through our actions, we're supposed to give our young people the kind of foundation that allows them to bound and rebound. Helping young people build a faith foundation is one of the many things within the life of the church that is easier said than done. There are so many things we want them to know. There are so many things we want them to experience and not experience. Sometimes we get overwhelmed, and we try to recite everything we know about our faith all at once. But today I would like to argue that there are two deceptively simple things that we can teach our young people that will help them bound and rebound. The first is love. Love God, love your neighbor, love yourself. I know Pastor Jenny and Pastor Brad have talked about love a lot recently, but anything worth mentioning is worth repeating. Love is the foundation of who we are as people of faith. We express love of God in prayer and song. We share our love of neighbor in our action and in our service. And perhaps for many of us, the most challenging of all is loving ourselves. And we should love ourselves because we are a beautiful image of God. We should love ourselves through our Sabbath rest, through listening to our bodies and caring for our souls. After all, if there's nothing else that we learn from Deuteronomy, it is that love is at the very center of our faith. The second thing we should teach our young people is that the church is home. I learned this lesson while I was in elementary school and my family was on vacation, traveling to my aunt and uncle's cottage in the Upper Peninsula. Along the way, my brother and I got tired, as children in the car often do, and my parents stopped at the nearest United Methodist church to let us go to the bathroom and play on the playground outside. I must have been uncomfortable using a strange church's bathroom because I remember asking my mom if it was really okay. She said to me something I will never forget. "Claire, the church is your home. If you ever need anything, if you are ever in trouble, find a church, any church, and they will help you." While I highly doubt my mother knew she was imparting lifelong wisdom that day, I've often remembered that phrase. And I have lived and traveled to a lot of places since that warm summer afternoon. Whenever I get nervous or lonely, I always look for church steeples, so that I can remember that I am surrounded by home. If there's anything that I've learned in the past few years as a pastor, it is that for everyone, there are times in life when things get hard. Everyone at some point faces grief or pain or adversity. And it is at moments like these that it is not so easy to bound and rebound. It is in these moments that we often find ourselves returning to what we know is true. We center ourselves in the things that we can trust. We look for love and for home. While our young people can gain a lot of knowledge and wisdom and insight from many places in this world, I truly believe that they gain something special from you. That this community, bound together by our shared love and faith, creates a home and a foundation that they can come back to over and over again. And with this tie that binds us, together we can bound and rebound. Amen and amen.